Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome in and good morning on a Wednesday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
Good.
It's good to see you.
Be honest, not a great night's sleep.
No, why not?
Just didn't have a good night's sleep. Woke up on the wrong part of that sleep cycle.
Oh.
A little groggy today.
I thought you were going to say woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, we got a grumpy Yikes. Costa this morning.
I'm normally so pleasant, so today should be great.
Yeah. Extra smarm. Is that what we're ahead for?
No, I'll be on my best behavior. I'll perk up here for you, John. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, now we're looking at perky Costa. that's an adjective you don't ever really want to be described as.
No, you don't. How
What's
about you?
Up, perky Jim. I'm good. I had a great night of sleep. And there's a news story that we might get to today that my wife and I could not stop laughing at last night. And it was one of those moments where it was hilarious. Could not stop laughing. And Heather, will we get to it today?
I'll get to it today.
Okay, all right. Yes, here we go. Laughter ahead.
It's like, is she really going to put that on a tee for John? Yes, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, I put that on a tee for myself since I said it to her.
Yeah, but news Heather, I woke up to. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and that makes me laugh too. So, yeah, it's a great one. But, yeah, I was up a little bit later than expected because I just could not stop laughing. So, and then I was watching the Dodgers last night. A pitcher going a complete game.
Well, you got paid, John.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes all the difference in the world.
It may, as silly as that is.
That drives me crazy.
I know.
It really does. It kind of, it hits all the wrong buttons for me. And when I went to sleep in about, the seventh or eighth inning. And I thought, well, surely they're going to put a reliever in for the ninth inning. And no.
Nope.
Complete game. 5-1 win.
Certainly setting up to be Dodgers Mariners.
Yeah, and I think I saw that it's the first time the ALCS and the NLCS has opened up 2-0 for the road team. It only happened one time before, and that was 1975. Don't ask me the two teams. It was year before I was born. I just saw the stat, and so it's only happened one time that it's happened for both at the same time.
Okay. So. I could ask a question that I don't think you'll have the answer to.
But go for it.
Did both of those road teams win the series after starting 2-0?
I'm guessing yes, but that was a guess.
Okay.
Why I said guessing yes.
All right.
So I don't know. But yeah, it's extremely rare. But we're looking at it going, could have been us.
Yeah, especially if Seattle makes the World Series and you have 15 innings begging for a big hit. Look, we are going to talk a little more about the Tigers today and the offseason that is now underway. Dan Campbell will be on the show at 8:02. Things shifted with the Lions playing Monday night next week, so Dan is with us on a Wednesday. As it is a Wednesday, we will have Lions tickets to give away.
Oh,
be listening in the 7 o'clock hour for Name That Lion. If you can name the lion, you'll win the tickets. So we'll play that at 7:02. John, you got your power surge at 6:35, and I am giddy to see how you do this because Lions lost, Eagles lost, Bills lost. Those have been your big three, top three teams for a very long time.
Yep.
What's he going to do at the top? John's top six teams in the NFL at 6:35.
No, unlike Dear John, there's no teasers.
No. Got to sit and wait.
Got to sit and wait.
All right. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a drop, and then we're going to have a conversation. Okay?
Can we start with walleye?
One more time.
First day into the offseason, can we just go walleye?
The question is yes or yes. Two choices, yes or yes. Do you want the Tigers to pursue Alex Bregman? The news last night, he will opt out and become a free agent. So, John, here we go again.
Yep. And we kind of always thought that this would be the case with Alex Bregman, even after he signed that deal. When you look and you saw opt out after year one, you know, he was going to go there. Not that he had to be on any type of prove it deal, but okay, you're what, 32, you know, can you still prove it? And he obviously did. So we will entertain that conversation for this offseason. Again, will Bregman be a Detroit Tiger?
Well, they can't lie to us. They desperately wanted him last year to the point where they made it the entire offseason priority to sit on contract offers for Alex Bregman. They want Alex Bregman.
Sure.
And they should want Alex Bregman. And the fans should want Alex Bregman, right? We're not going to get this like, well, he didn't pick us last time.
No.
She said no,
over.
Bro. The number of dating analogies that we had to endure last year with Bregman.
Right.
She didn't want to go out with you. Move on.
She's not even hot anyway. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's when I insert the how hot was she.
But just so I understand, Alex Bregman would have been the best hitter on the Tigers if he played here last season. And he would have come in handy in the postseason, especially when they needed a big knock in a big game.
So there are more options this year. Maybe not more than last year, but there's some new options. And I'm not going to name all of the guys that might be available because they're not all third basemen. In fact, if you want just simply a third baseman, he's your best option, and there's not a lot of other ones. If you want to go down the list of some other individuals, some may be available, some might not.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Tucker.
Superstar.
Right fielder. All right, outfielder. You can play him anywhere.
And then you make Karp the DH in that scenario, and Tucker was an all-star. He had the same number of walks as strikeouts. He's one of these pro-professional at-bats.
Yep. Obviously, we talked about Alex Bregman. We'll talk a lot about him, but I think everybody who's listening has probably heard that name before. Yes. Bo Bichette.
Had a 300 season. Mm-hmm. Two of the last three have been very good years for Bo Bichette. Yep. Infielder.
Yes, infielder, but you know, more specifically, shortstop.
Yeah,
need a shortstop?
Well, yeah, you could put Javi in center or third, yeah.
Right, and so a lot of these questions will have, okay, if you go with a Bo Bichette at shortstop, and then you move Javi to center where he played at the beginning of the year, and then it leads to the question, what do you do with Parker Meadows? I don't know that anybody's really going to be upset if he's not in the lineup.
No, and I want to stress that. Like, it'd be a good problem to have if Parker Meadows stays healthy and has a great season. You'll figure it out. Like, these are good problems. What I don't want to get into the business of is we can't add this player because this team doesn't hit well enough to have those conversations.
Right. I'll give you one more name. And there, like I said, there are more. Cody Bellinger.
Sure. Coming off a good year.
Sure. And so Cody Bellinger, if you're looking at the age of guys, because I know that was an issue with Bregman, you know, is if you sign him to a 4 or 5 year deal, right, he's going to be 36 by the time the deal expires. How many good years? Well, I think you're still going to have a lot of good years with Bregman. Kyle Tucker's 29 years old. Bo Bichette is only 28, and Cody Bellinger's 30. So you're kind of all in the same age range for all of these guys. And yes, if you sign them to 4 or 5 year deals, they're going to be good throughout the length of that deal.
Can I give you another name in the same bracket?
Okay.
Josh Naylor.
Yes.
Pending free agent. Good player. 28 years old.
Oh, yeah. We heard all about his baseball IQ.
Oh, it's a very high baseball IQ, John. Pete Alonso is another name that will be a free agent, too.
Yes.
High strikeouts and a little older, but
yeah,
power's there.
Right.
Guys, there's a bunch of hitters available again besides Alex Bregman, but I had to start with Alex Bregman because he's there.
I, the only thing I'll say about Pete Alonso is I'm probably out on Would I be okay if they sign him? Sure. I'm probably out just because of his age, and I don't necessarily know that, you know, if you put him at first base, would he be better than Torque? Yeah, but
he'll be 31 in December. Right. Alonso. Okay.
One huge thing to consider here as you guys go through these names is, isn't it important that it's a right-handed bat? Well, some of these guys are left-handed, you're saying.
Right.
Like, I'd be on Alonso all day over Bellinger. Bellinger's had a very roller coaster career. And I would flirt with, actually, with when it comes to Alonso. And I wanted him last season. He was my backup to Bregman.
Me too.
I would float the mega couple-year deal to him and see if he'd bite.
To Alonso?
Yeah. Like, almost a Bregman deal, like, last year to the Red Sox. Where
2-3 years with opt-outs, ton of money up front.
Yep.
Yeah.
See if he would take it.
Maybe that's the patch or band-aid they put on this thing for 1 year as you figure out Scooble. If you're competing, you keep him.
Well, okay, so we spent some time yesterday saying, hey, if you can't extend Scooble, you have to trade him because you're not going all in. Well, if you had a couple of these bats, all of a sudden you could bite the bullet and say, we'll roll the dice with Scooble and see where we're at the deadline.
Yeah.
But that's only contingent on you having an offseason that justifies it. And yeah, I mean, look, if they added... They're not going to add Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman. Those are two guys that break the bank. But if it was Bregman and a second name,
yeah,
all of a sudden you've added two pro batters who don't strike out a ton, who can complement the top six of your order. Yeah, that maybe you do want to roll the dice.
But I'm more into Bregman now than I was last year, and I don't know if I can make sense of that other than saying the clear void now is third base, right?
Yeah.
They're plugging and playing all these other guys, and they don't have a future guy there because I don't think McGonagall is going to end up at third as the primary position he plays.
Yeah, not long term. I know they're going to play him some at second and third and short, and they'll figure it out.
Take care of this problem. You've got all these guys coming up, or you've already got guys at these positions. Take care of third base.
Yeah, you say it's glaring and it's obvious. I'm the guy that brought up Chapman 2 years ago. I mean, this is a multi-year problem for the organization, and you could definitively say they screwed up not matching Bregman's counteroffer last season.
Yes.
Can we definitively say that may be Scott Harris's biggest blunder, not even his trade deadline, was not matching Scott Boris's counteroffer for Alex Bregman. And I have it in front of me right now for people who don't believe it. Bruh, he didn't pick us. They gave an offer that if the Tigers accepted, Alex Bregman would have played third base this season in Detroit. The offer was 6 years, $180 million with an opt-out after one and no deferred payments. Should they have done that deal? Hell yes, they should have done that deal.
And that was all about the extra year opt-out, right? The Tigers wanted the 2 years.
They wanted it after two.
They wanted the Scooble window. They don't believe in windows. But
well, and they wanted to defer payment, which the player, of course, says, no. Bank account every 2 weeks.
Bregman is probably the one that you want the most because it does take care of that third base and it's the right-handed bat.
Fine, I'll play into the analogy. He's the one that got away, but guess what? He posted on Facebook. He's single. 248-539-9797.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. 97-1.
You know what's not complicated, doesn't have to be complicated, is finding a great place to work out. That should be Planet Fitness. For a dollar down, it gets you in the door, $15 a month. Get you the membership, so it's not a heavy financial investment, but here's your return. You get a chance to look at, hey, why do you want to work on your fitness? I've told you why I do, and it's to be able to play with my kids, eventually grandkids, and I want to stay healthy. I want to try and minimize some of the impact that I had on my body when I was a football player. I want to make sure to continue to be able to move. And there's a lot of different reasons why people choose to work out, but you need to make it a priority. And Planet Fitness makes it easy. One, it's not expensive, and you get in the door, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, boy, I'd really like more. They offer the Black Card membership, which gets you all the amenities of the Black Card Spa. And you also, a couple of those amenities, unlimited guest privileges. So it's like kind of like two in one. And you could take somebody with you every single time. Maybe that's someone that you want to keep you motivated. You also have access to 2,500 locations nationwide. There's over 50 in the state of Michigan. So you got plenty of options to be able to make that decision. It's always clean when you walk in there. They're kind. They're courteous. It's a judgment-free zone. And so all you got to do is find your nearest club and join today. In club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. Planet Fitness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Some of your feedback as we get the show rolling today. Good morning, 97.1. Tiger offseason, it's here. Spent some time on Scooble yesterday. Today, the headline, Alex Bregman set to opt out of his contract. Mm-hmm. And I know your eyes are rolling into the back of your head right now because we did this a year ago. We lived this nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, he didn't pick us. Well, he gave us a counter we chose not to accept. I would hope the Tigers are just as interested in re-engage because he would have made a hell of a difference this season. He would have been the best bat on the team. He would have been a proven postseason contributor. He's a bat that both doesn't strike out a lot and makes contact. I mean, it's like Scott Harris's dream batter. Yeah. At a position that is still left unfilled. So, yeah, guys, unfortunately, we're going to have to do this again. And hopefully this time the Tigers make the offer he can't refuse.
Ideally, that's the fit. And it's a fit for a couple of years, not just it's a one-year opt-out. Now, if this all goes into what are you going to do with Tarek Skubal? If you've only got him for 1 year, maybe you're okay with the opt-out after a year. And I think Bregman's probably at a position now where he got the opt-out last year, got what he wanted. Now he's 1 year more down the road, and he'd be willing to forgo some of those opt-outs for more guaranteed money.
So he essentially front-loaded his next deal by taking last year's right. $40 million. He's not going to get $40 million per season at this point in his career if he takes a long-term deal.
Right.
But what if we took last year's deal where he wanted 6 years at $180 million with a one-year opt-out, and we just took 1 year off of it.
Five years at 150.
And I'll even let him keep a one-year opt-out. If he hits and performs and delivers, he opts out, and I'm 1 year closer to the Clark and McGonagall experience kicking in. All the while, I can try to win with Tarek Skubal, but it's got to be Bregman and another pro bat. And I could sell that to this fan base mm-hmm. if I'm Scott Harris, right? And if I'm Bregman, I got the deal I wanted from the Tigers last year, but I got front-loaded $40 million.
Right.
Seems like a win-win for everybody, and it may not be that easy, but it's there for the Tigers taking. And John, you were good to bring up, hey, there are other names, and there's some good names out there. And the Twitch screen over here has fixated on a couple of them. Texts saying, hey, I'd love Bo Bichette.
Yep.
That's an infield bat, righty, hit 300 last year, contact bat.
Yep.
Kyle Tucker, AJ Hinch connection, can play right field, put Kerry Carpenter at DH. He had 87 walks, 88 strikeouts, another one yep. of these own the zone proven commodities. Those names are out there too. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your feedback here. It says, guys, Jorge Polanco, switch hitter, player option, could opt out, would make a lot of sense if Gleyber Torres isn't back.
I mean, I'd be
a little
fine
older,
with it.
But
yeah.
Cheaper, yeah. Mm-hmm. Bregman's going to Philly. No way he's coming here. Boehm is out. Bregman is good, but he's at the age where decline is going to come. And when it does, it will be a major decline. I've always liked Bellinger, but let's focus on a couple right-handed bats. Outfielder and third base. I'm typing it as Gov is saying it. And this texter says, now I know why Costa didn't get a lot of sleep. He was staying up late watching Bregman highlights till 1 a.m. And to that I say, guilty as charged. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, officials are investigating a shooting that took place at this mansion in Macomb County on Tuesday morning. The homeowner and the victim owns like roughly 20 gas stations in Southeast Michigan. And he was recently at a meeting where he kind of argued against building of a Sheetz gas station there at 23 Mile Road. I don't know if that had anything to do with this shooting, but he is kind of a prominent figure. Anyway, police responded to his home after reports of the shooting. They searched for bullet casings and more evidence, and it sounds like he was actually on his way out. So he was outside of his house when somebody or multiple people opened fire. He was not hit by a bullet. It sounds like he was hit by glass. There was a bullet hole in one of the windows of a vehicle.
Jeez.
So he was hit by glass shattering. He was taken to the hospital. He's in stable condition, but police continue to investigate. They're asking if anybody saw anything or maybe has surveillance video to call the police so they can find out who is responsible. The 20-year-old Detroit woman who's accused of crashing her car into a centerline home while seriously injuring that 9-year-old girl who was asleep, has been charged. Karis Wade is facing charges of reckless driving, causing serious impairment, and failure to stop at the scene of an accident resulting in serious impairment or death. Those are both 5-year felonies. More charges could be coming as well because toxicology reports are still in the works to determine if she was under the influence or not. She's being held in jail on a $200,000 bond, and if released, she will have to wear a GPS and an alcohol tether. Also facing charges, that Detroit mother and her 13-year-old daughter, who stabbed a young girl at an elementary school. So prosecutors allege that the mother gave her daughter a pocket knife while on school grounds before the teen ultimately stabbed this other child. Mm-hmm. It sounds like the mother gave her daughter this knife to use, she says, to defend herself on her way home from school. Obviously, she used it. I don't know if she was defending herself or not.
Right.
At school. So the teen has been charged with assault and possession of a weapon in a school zone. She's not being identified because she's a child.
Right.
The mother has been charged with two misdemeanors as well, including contributing to the delinquency of a minor and possession of a weapon in a school zone. The victim, thankfully, is in stable condition. So former Red Wings Zamboni driver Al Sobotka lost his case against the organization. After an hour of deliberations, a jury ruled that basically he was not discriminated against when he was fired for peeing in that ice drain at work after 50 seasons with the team. So the jury voted 5-2 against Sobotka, who alleged that he was actually fired because of his age. He was 69 years old, and he said they just used the whole peeing debacle as an excuse to get rid of him. Well, not the case, apparently. So after the verdict came down, Sobotka said that he was shocked and disappointed. His lawyer kind of echoed the same sentiments. A juror is speaking out saying, hey, you know, like everybody had sympathy for him.
Sure.
We all felt bad for him, but our decision came down to the facts in this case, and there weren't facts to support that his firing had anything to do with his age. And we kind of talked about this.
Tough thing to prove.
The trial. It's early. When the trial started, but he did drop some, I guess you could say, bombshells. He was saying that Mike Ilitch had also once peed in the same ice drain and that it happened quite frequently there, that men were peeing in other areas besides the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but I guess
dudes have the advantage of being able to go in a number of different places.
And usually you can do it without being caught, I guess. But when somebody walks down and sees you with your pants down, there's issues there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm yes, there are. Yeah,
I think so. I mean, if it was me and I walked down and I saw and I like full frontal of a man peeing, I would probably say something.
Yeah, but most guys will try and position themselves where even if somebody walks in, it's not going to be full front. I'm not
most
excusing.
Would, but is that the case?
I don't know. So I'm just saying it's easier for us to go.
It's much easier.
In a drain.
Without a doubt. It is much, much easier. Yes. You guys, Grammy-winning R&B star D'Angelo died yesterday after a prolonged and courageous battle with cancer. He was only 51 years old. Mm. So he really helped spearhead this neo-soul movement with his 1995 debut album, Brown Sugar. He went on to win multiple Grammys in the years that follow. He collaborated with a lot of artists, Lauryn Hill, Questlove. He was working on a new album before his death as well.
Pancreatic cancer, right?
Yes.
That's a nasty one.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
51's way too young.
Way too young. It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, John Jansen's power surge. Mm. The best teams in the NFL. Lions lost, Eagles lost, Bills lost. All right, John, see what you got, 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, it's Heather here with some big news. Verizon, America's best 5G network, wants you to bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill, and they'll give you a better deal. If you think Verizon is expensive, well, think again. Not only does Verizon let you lock in your low price for 3 years, everyone in the family can mix and match their plans with My Plan. And everyone can get the same great phone deals when they trade in an eligible phone in any condition on My Plan. That means new and existing customers. That's more reasons to save, more reasons to switch. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Detroit Verizon store, and they'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics United States Root Score Report dated first half 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid customer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. 3-year price lock applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms apply to promotional offers. See www.verizon.com/switch-to-verizon/.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This should be good, John.
Yes, it should be. And so obviously the question is, who is going to be at one? Because last week, obviously, I had the Detroit Lions for one brief week at one. Just to recap what it was last week, Detroit was at one, Tampa was at two, Buffalo at three, Philly at four, Indy at five, and San Francisco at six. The teams that were just on the outside. You know what? I'm not even going to go through those because we have some new teams and a lot of teams that are still just on the outside looking in. And there's some teams that I'm keeping an eye on because going into the season, nobody really thought Jacksonville would be much of anything. Nobody thought New England would be much of anything. Well, if you look at the stats or at the standings right now, New England is actually in first place in their division. They're actually tied with Buffalo 4-2 apiece, but New England's 4-2, and they actually beat the Bills, which is why they are listed ahead of them. They've got the quote-unquote tiebreaker if the playoffs were to start today. Atlanta. I don't know how much of a surprise this is to some. It is a little bit to me, and I know they got Bijan Robinson and Drake London. They've got a number of different weapons, but I think Penix in year two is overperforming where I thought he would be. I think he's going to be a quality NFL quarterback.
Yep.
But he's gotten there faster than I thought. And Washington is kind of that team where I thought they might actually be a little bit better, but they're sitting at 3-3 right now, coming off a loss, and it's just kind of like, what are they going to be? And I know it was last second field goal. It happened to be Jake Moody. Shout out Jake. that's finding a resurgence in his career in Chicago. So those are ones I'm just keeping an eye on to see how legit they are. The other teams that are just on the outside looking in, Denver at 4-2. Their two losses, Colts, Chargers, but they've got a big win over the Eagles. And I believe that was that the first loss that the Eagles had? Two in a row there, so it's kind of hard to keep track. Green Bay, 3-1-1. What do we think of Green Bay? Because obviously they beat the Lions, beat the pants off the Lions.
And they only have one loss.
Uh-huh, but they got one tie, and that was to the Browns, who only have one win. Anyway, the Chargers. I don't know really what to make of them. I thought that they would be better with Justin Herbert, year two with Jim Harbaugh. But it took them a last second heroics by Justin Herbert to beat the lowly Miami Dolphins. Jacksonville, a team I just mentioned earlier, but they're 4-2. Their losses are at Cincy, but that was with Joe Burrow, and then home against Seattle. Put a pin in Seattle right now. Kansas City 3-3. They're getting Rashee Rice back. We saw what they did to the Lions. Their back was against the wall. They're a team that is, you can never count them out, especially with Patrick Mahomes. But they're still on the outside looking in. The Rams offense struggled against Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Was a little bit surprised. And now Puka Nacua is questionable, maybe doubtful to be able to play this week. And so they're on the outside looking in. San Francisco. They were number six, but they lose to the Bucs. It's a good loss, but it bumps them out. Pittsburgh. What do you make of Pittsburgh before we even get to the top six?
It's tough. I wouldn't have them in the top six, but the record suggests they have to be sitting right outside.
They are at 4-1, and Aaron Rodgers has not had a statistically awesome season.
Nope.
But he's top 8 or 9 in passing and passing efficiency and all that stuff. He's become a game manager, but a pretty good game manager. So last week, they obviously lost to Seattle. Again, Seattle comes up.
Real quick on Pittsburgh, their wins. Jets,
New
Browns.
England.
Yeah, New England, which suddenly looks good on the road.
Uh-huh.
And Minnesota, who I don't know if they're very good. So Pittsburgh's a hard team to figure out.
Yeah. Anyway, so number six in this week's power surge. The Seattle Seahawks, 4-2. Their two losses, they're actually pretty good losses. The 49ers, that was week one, and then they just lost to the Bucs. They've got a win at Jacksonville, which I don't know that going into the season we would think that was a big win, but Jacksonville being 4-2, all right, they took care of business on the road. So they come in at six. The Philadelphia Eagles, 4-2, all right, and their two losses, the Broncos and the New York Giants, led by Jackson Dart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that New York Giants loss going to look a little better as the Giants? They've had a couple of wins. I don't know. But It's a division game. It was at the Giants, so I'm not ready to say Philly is complete trash, but there's something wrong in Philly. And I don't know if it's A.J. Brown. I don't know if it's the play caller, because they're just not using Saquon Barkley like they did last year. A couple of new components on that offensive line. Number four, the Buffalo Bills. 4-2. There are two losses. The Pats, New England, and it's starting to look like a pretty good loss, I guess. And then Atlanta, we saw that one just the other day. Indianapolis comes in at 3. Never thought in my wildest dreams that this year we would be talking about the Indianapolis Colts in the top 6, let alone the top 3. But John, here they are.
John, number 1 offense right now, points per game. Top 5 defense,
yeah,
points per game. The Colts. Wild.
And their one loss was at the Rams. So, I mean, they're looking pretty good. I've got Detroit at number 2. So they dropped out a spot, so that Buffalo was at 3 last week. Now they're at 4. Philly was at 4. Now they're at 5. Detroit was at 1. Now they're at 2. That loss to the Chiefs, it just never got the offense. It never felt like there was a rhythm offensively. Number 1, obviously, then becomes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And who do we have? I know Greg has the Greg Palm game of the week. The Power Surge game of the week. Number 1 versus number 2 that we get to witness at home a Monday night at Ford Field as the Detroit Lions take on the number 1 team in my Power Surge, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And here's the question about this game. What's the matchup going to be? Because you've got MVP candidate Baker Mayfield with, I don't know, do we even know any of the names that are at wide receiver?
Evans may be back.
Maybe.
But there's no Godwin, no Ibuka.
Right. Who's had an unbelievable rookie season.
Yes.
He happens to be on my fantasy league, and he's major points.
Also, no Bucky Irving.
Right.
The number 1 tailback in Tampa Bay. Look, I think you put him at number 1. It's a hard resume to argue. 5-1, yep. 3 wins against teams above 500. And, John, they may get the biggest of all signature wins this week. It will be clear. Whoever wins next Monday night is the best team in the NFL, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I 100% believe so. And Baker Mayfield right now, I know that there was some scuttle about him, you know, I don't know, was it plus 1,000 or whatever going into the season as an MVP candidate. Right now, we talked about this the other day. I don't know that there is a player that has done more for their team, and maybe he's the most important player, which to me makes him the most valuable player because of the injuries they've had at receiver. Baker Mayfield just simply finds a way to win. There might not be a scrappier quarterback in the NFL right now than Baker Mayfield.
So the only knock on Tampa is that their point differential is plus 14.
Right.
I mean, they've won all these close games. I think the biggest thing that I would have different from you right now is I'm putting the Kansas City Chiefs at 6.
Really? Who are you kicking out?
This was a week for me where I'm picking who do I think would win against each other. And I think the Chiefs are getting it together.
So the Eagles beat the Chiefs, so I got to keep the Eagles in, right?
Yeah, the Eagles are in.
Who's getting kicked out?
Who was your 6 again?
Seattle.
Yeah, I think Kansas City would beat Seattle.
It might depend on where that game is played.
True. I get that. It's still, you know, the Sam Darnold thing. We'll have something in the Thursday touchdown that's positive about the Seahawks, but
sure,
it's not Sam Darnold.
And here's the other thing about Tampa. When you look at the late game heroics, and I, you know what, I don't really care at this point who you're playing, just simply that you win. But you look at their wins at Atlanta, and they were kind of in my, I'm trying to figure out, they're 3-3, so that's looking like it might be a pretty decent win. At the Texans, and that was real late game heroics and only by 1 point. The Texans don't seem to be much. The Jets, you take last second heroics to beat the Jets. And we saw the Jets thought that they had won a game because of the block and then the return for a touchdown. Then all of a sudden, hey, Baker Mayfield, not so fast. And then at the Seahawks and the 49ers. So their last two wins look really good.
So one major difference that I would have, I wouldn't have the Bills in the top 6. And it's prisoner of the moment, but these are subject to change, fluid as the season goes. They've lost back-to-back games.
So is Philly.
But Philly beat the Bucs and the Chiefs. So I'd have Philly ahead of Buffalo. Okay. I'd have Seattle in. And you know who else I'd have in that you left out? Team with only one loss that beat the Lions. I'd have Green Bay in.
Green Bay. Well, it was hard for me to move them around very much on the bye week. And so...
Well, they came back this week and beat Cincy, so it's not like a lot really changed.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the second bye. Yeah. And so this is... We're kind of at the point of the season where a loss isn't going to move you down 4-5 spots. It's not going to... You know, it's there. There's not as much dramatics in a loss because it's the NFL and losses are going to happen. Now I want to see how is both Philly and Buffalo going to respond, because I think the one that I'm most shocked about, even though Philly is coming off the Super Bowl, the one I'm most surprised about is the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
I think it's separation time. That's usually what we start to see. Teams emerge as we go into November. Just one other note. I would put the Colts too over the Lions. And I think they have the best offensive line in the NFL.
The Colts?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're right there. I mean, when you start talking about the top three offensive lines, it's, you know, preference, personal preference at that point, because there's some good lines.
Okay? Oh, yeah, I know. I think they're playing as the best, though. I think that's one of the things that's emerged here. I mean, yeah. Jonathan Taylor it's like a renaissance here to a degree.
Yeah, and they have one of my favorite offensive linemen, Quentin Nelson. I think he's just a badass.
Look, their left side of the offensive line, when you got Quentin Nelson, and anytime your left tackle can be a Central Michigan Chippewa, you know you got a damn good offensive line.
Stop. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't ruin my power surge.
It's the power surge, 97.1.
Don't like you. FanDuel is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you simply win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you're going to unlock $300 in bonus bets to use anywhere in the app that you want. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. As I mentioned, whatever you want. FanDuel's got you covered. And the NFL season is cruising along, so why haven't you played and get in the game now? And to do that, all you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the FanDuel app today and get started. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good morning. It's a Wednesday, and we're going to tell you how you can win Lions tickets at 7 o'clock. Sound good?
Yes.
I'm sure it does.
Sounds awesome.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates. Hear from him in 10 minutes. John's power surge. You know, we get into the weeds on it, but your number one team was Tampa, then Detroit, then the Colts, Bills, Eagles, and Seahawks. Tampa number one. Lions not the best team in the NFC?
No, and not currently. Now, we'll obviously get a chance to find out head-to-head.
Some of the score.
As you like to say, it will also be televised on Monday night. So, and this is hard for me because in my heart, I do think that the Lions are the best team in the NFC. But they did not play that way on Sunday. There have been some inconsistencies in their offense. And I look at Tampa and say they had a higher probability of having inconsistencies because of the injuries at receiver. Now, we didn't get into it last segment because it was rolling through the different levels and the numbers. But the matchup is going to be curious because we know that even if Brian Branch was available, or let's just say he wins his appeal, they have major injuries in the secondary. So how does the secondary match up with the receivers for Tampa Bay? And the big question is then going to be, how much pressure can this defensive front apply to Baker Mayfield, and will they be able to actually tackle him? Because we saw sack attempts on Patrick Mahomes that came up with nothing.
I mean, they did sack him three times, but you could argue they should have had 4 or 5 yes. in that game. And one of the sacks, Aiden, had that fumble forced, but they didn't fall on it. And they desperately needed a turnover in a game where they just weren't getting enough stops. It's so funny you bring up that matchup. Bucks receivers against Lions secondary, right? Lions without two corners, and sounds like Brian Branch. I'm not holding my breath on the appeal. And I don't know if Tampa has any receiver anybody's ever heard of playing, especially if Mike Evans doesn't go. it's a question I wanted to ask Dan Campbell about when we have him on at 8 o'clock. Like, just how odd is it to game plan that specific area of the field when there's so many unknowns and you're effectively playing backups on both teams? But it's going to be one of the big matchups for Monday night. It won't be the only matchup. I mean, you're right. Baker Mayfield. Tampa's been a bit of a problem for Detroit. Now, last year, they beat Detroit. They came in here in week two and won the game.
Yeah.
And the playoff game, Detroit won, but it wasn't like they were cruising in that game.
Right.
And even in Tampa, Detroit won, I believe, a couple seasons ago.
Yes.
But that was a nail-biter, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't see this game as being a runaway for either team. The question is going to be, can the Lions solve some of their defensive issues? And it may just be like, who's going to be playing in the secondary? How do they match up? Are they going to go man, more zone? And I think it's more important. We've seen them be able to corral a mobile quarterback and a much better mobile quarterback in Lamar Jackson. Now, he's not having a great season and he's not playing right now, yeah, but he is a two-time MVP and he's a tremendous mobile quarterback. Baker Mayfield is a mobile quarterback, but somewhat in a different theme, because I don't know that there is any other quarterback that is better at avoiding a sack than Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he's crafty's not the right word. He's kind of got like a swashbuckler, and he plays for the Buccaneers, so it's at like,
yeah,
you can't.
He's a true pirate.
Yeah, he's a pain in the ass to play against. He's a competitor, and he keeps plays alive. Like, how about that 3rd and 14 last week? And that's who he is.
And they're never out of the game. Whenever you have a quarterback that can, you know, obviously complete balls downfield and is a good quarterback, you're never out of the game, but especially with Baker Mayfield. But then you look at, okay, what have they done against some of the other teams? And, okay, Falcons, Texans, the Jets, the Seahawks. Like, I don't know really if the Jets, do they have any type of offense? And I know 7 of their points came from a blocked field goal, but Tampa's defense is not playing like you would imagine a Tampa defense should be playing.
No, it's not. Now, they have some difference makers on that defense, though.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
Like, Vita Vea up front.
And I love Antoine Winfield Jr.
Sure.
At the safety spot.
Tampa's defense is maybe the dirty little secret here. So I was looking at the numbers. They've allowed the 3rd most points in the NFC.
No kidding.
Now, some of that is from a total point perspective that they haven't had their bye, and some have. But bottom line is, it's 23.5 points a game allowed. That is, they need to clean that up to probably be a championship team.
Right.
That's a high point per game allowed.
And you're talking about a Lions offense that is one of the best in the NFL. Now, they didn't perform like that against the Chiefs. And so the question is, which offense is going to show up and which defense for Tampa is going to show up?
I had no issue with you putting Tampa number one. I mean, it's 5-1 versus 4-2, but I'll let the cat out of the bag. I think the Lions are winning this week. Detroit doesn't lose back-to-back. They haven't in 3 years. It's a bounce-back spot. It's at home. I still think Detroit's the best team in the NFC because I think they're winning this week. I think that's the ultimate litmus test. If they played, who would you pick? Like,
well, that's
I
why,
still
that's
think
why.
Detroit's the number one team in the NFC. And you could say the NFL based on the fact that all the top teams right now are the NFC teams.
Yeah, just go back and look at, and the teams are different or the rosters are different, but they're not a ton different for each team. The last 3 times they've played, the Lions offense it's been hard to generate yardage and points. You know, you go to the first one in the 12-5 season. That was a 20-6 ball game where Goff hit J-Mo the first time on a bomb, I think.
Yeah.
And then the playoff game, I went to it. It was 10-10 late third.
Yeah.
When they gave Reynolds a ball on 4th and 1 and kind of busted the seal on the game a little bit.
And the loss last year was 7 times in the red zone. They only scored once.
16 points total for the Lions. So
it was a weird day. Goff threw 55 passes. Like,
right.
Bowles has kind of figured out how to, he knows the Lions want explosive plays and he takes them away.
Yeah, I think he kind of baits them into throwing so much.
And what did Kansas City do? Kansas City put a lid on that defense. They did not allow J-Mo to get deep. They didn't allow the explosive plays.
Yeah. I'll go back to the Lions are off a loss. So I understand moving them down in the collective power rankings across the league and the power surge today. I felt like Sunday said a lot more about the Chiefs than it did Detroit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
that said
I agree
a lot
with that.
More about, hey, Casey, you're backed into a corner. You got to come out and click and hum. And for the most part, they did. They were the cleaner, more precise, more rhythmic offense. They did the job. I don't feel like Detroit's offense, which sputtered in the second half and only scored 17 for the game, is a problem. Yeah. So I think it says more about Kansas City. And I expect Detroit's offense to get back to it this week. And it could make for an awesome game. Like, the point spread's 4.5. I mean, it could come down to the last possession.
Well, I think it will, either way. And then it comes down to, who do you trust more? Goff and the Lions offense, or Baker Mayfield?
Who has four game-winning drives.
Or maybe it's, do you trust Baker Mayfield against the Lions defense and the Lions secondary? Even though they don't have receivers.
It's a great unknown, and I don't know what's going to happen with Kirby Joseph. Like, that's the other thing. Like, we think we know Branch won't play. He'll lose his appeal is our expectation. I don't know what's going to happen with Kirby Joseph, because he gutted out that game against the Chiefs. He was not 100%. He didn't grade out well, and it's like, well, of course he didn't. He's hobbled. They took him into the tent and gave him some of the good stuff. He gave him what they could. I don't know how much of that changes with a few days off during the week and how his body responds and how effective he's going to be playing against Baker Monday night next week.
Well, fortunately, we'll get a chance to talk to the head coach.
Dan Campbell, 1 hour away. Tell you how you can win Lions tickets next, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.